This is Brenda Beth. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Josie Fasentino is singing that song.
It's time again for the Josie Show. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasentino, and now, because it's a requirement of her parole, Josie Pasentino.
What are you making people think of me? I promise I'm a good person. But you know what? I have to say, though, Alan, you are getting very creative with the openings. I have to say, it's very amazing. I'm thoroughly impressed. So hello, everybody, and welcome to the Josie Show. We're so glad you all are joining us tonight. Stuttered there. Oh, I did it again. This is going to be an excellent show. It already is starting out fabulous. Hope you guys had a wonderful week. We have a very awesome show for you. So let me tell you what we will do in the next hour or so. We have a lot of fun things planned. I have four guests that I'll bring you tonight. Joining me throughout the show will be Sean Bryant, Zoch, Bobby G. Rice, and Miss J. So it's going to be a really great show with all four of these very talented guests. And you'll get to hear our fun chats, some awesome music, you know, pretty much all that fun stuff. It's going to be awesome, I tell you. It's going to be awesome. Remember, we are live, so anything could pretty much happen. You might hear me stutter. You might hear, you know, a blooper. I might not be able to unmute myself. You know, some things happen in this show. But what can we say? It always makes it fun. We love our live shows. But right now you are listening to the Josie Show through our station Country Blast Radio. Well, actually, you can listen to it in various amounts of places. You can check it out at josieshow.com. We are live there right now, but also when we're not, you know, live on the Josie Show, we could actually be heard. Country Blast Radio is also playing on there. 24/7 licensed country music is also streamed through Josie Show when we're not live. And also, if you go on countryblastradio.com, Josie Show is streaming when we're live. So you can just check it out from various websites, miscellaneous places, and it's always so much fun. And before we really get started, really quick, I just want to mention Jimmy Harris, who is.
Hey, Josie?
Yes. Yes. Hello? I heard Josie?
You're not going to take apart any computers tonight, are you?
No, we aren't. We're not going to take apart any computers. Well, actually, to tell you the truth, my manager over here did it, okay? I did not do it. I'm not at fault. So you can't blame me. But anyway, like I was saying, before we really get started here, I just want to mention Jimmy Harris, who is a great friend of ours and has been as a guest and also appeared a few times just to say hello. He is not feeling very well, so I hope he gets well soon, and we are, you know, we're just so sorry to hear that you are sick. He actually had to cancel his show today, get well soon completely, which is very rare for him to cancel shows, so you know he's sick. Poor thing. So, so I hope you feel better, Jimmy. I hope you're listening. And so now I think we should just introduce our guest. Let's not delay. I'm so excited. Here we go, everyone. Please welcome to the show, Zoch. Yeah, Zoch. Woo!
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing great. You deserve the applause. Yes. I'm doing great.
Well,
I'm so excited to have you on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Anytime. We actually were on the 200th episode, and I thank you so much for taking the time to do that. And it was so cool that we got to, you know, meet beforehand, which is always
absolutely
more comforting.
It was wonderful.
Yes. It was so amazing, and I'm very excited tonight that we get to go more in depth and get to know you a little bit better. I'm so excited.
Well, thank you.
Yes. So I kind of want to start, you know, in the beginning of all of the madness. I mean, you've done so many amazing things. But first, I want to just kind of touch, you know, what's the first memory of making music, would you say? When did you start all of this?
Well, I have been playing music and performing in one way, shape, or form since I was a small child. I studied the performing arts in college. I had a prior band before forming Zoch called mm-hmm. The Fuzzies, which was my guitarist and myself and a bunch mm-hmm. of cool musicians. And we were very high energy, intense, but very fun kind of band. And then, you know, we started formulating the Zoch project. We were writing all these songs that were not really fitting the formula and the format of that particular project, The Fuzzies. So we said, why not just do something new and different so we have a better outlet for our material? So we kind of started doing that, and we have been going forward and going forth since.
I like that. Yeah, I know a lot of people were wondering, you know, what Zoch stands for. You know, that was always kind of the big thing. What does it stand for exactly?
Well, in Aztec mythology, there are the goddess and god Xochiquetzal and Xochipilli. And I'm a big fan of, like, ancient pantheons and ancient culture and all of that. So I kind of pay homage to that. And the name Zoch, you know, is translated means, you know, the god of song and fertility and all that kind of stuff. So I kind of took a spin on it and just, you know, went with the Zoch and said, you know, to modernize it and say the goddess of flower and song.
It's perfect. It's so well fitting for, you know, what you do. And it's just such a unique name, and it's beautiful.
Well, thank you. I kind of like to think of it as I step into that, and that's kind of my higher self, and it's my way to connect to creativity and higher energy, which is what performing really is.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And behind you, you know, you have a lot of awesome members, you know, that make up Zoch. And can you tell us a little bit about all the roles they play and their names?
Oh, sure. Well, we have on guitar Vince Ripper. He, you know, primarily writes with me. So we kind of are, you know, the package. We kind of bounce each other, ideas off of each other. We kind of do that. So he plays guitar, writes, kind of produces the initial ideas, and plays a little harmonica. On bass, we have Goki G, who's a really great guy and really energetic and great stage presence. And back on the drums, you know, just laying it down, keeping everything, you know, together, and is just the nicest guy, as chill and humble as one can be, is Will Ham.
Wow. Awesome. Yeah, you got to give big kudos
really
to them.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, you know, what's great is that everybody kind of has a really great dynamic with each other. We all get along with each other very well. We have just a nice connection, and I really appreciate playing with people that are very humble, very cool, very, very themselves, but know what to do for the project, know what to do with themselves, know how to use their talents, but are still humble. And there's just a nice synergy amongst us all that we just love it. So I'm really happy to be playing with everybody.
Yeah, I think it makes, you know, a better team when all of you guys actually, you know, get along and you all bring something to the table and you all work together. And I think it's great. And you could tell throughout the music, you know, we're going to play some songs. You could tell that you actually genuinely play because you love it and you guys just work so well together. It's cool.
Well, thank you.
Yes, it's very, very cool. You know, and I was wondering about you. You know, who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you really look up to?
Well, I actually take influence from a lot of things. I always consider all types of music, all styles, all genres to be something that you can take something away from and be a good learning tool for you. So I like anything from June Carter Cash to Tori Amos to Madonna to Marilyn Manson.
Awesome. So you like music in general. That's the way I am too. I mean, just has a nice beat to it, nice lyrics. I'm all in. I love it.
I do. But I also like artists that are very true to themselves and artists who are artists that evolve with each work that they put out. So that to me is a big thing for me.
Exactly.
I like to I like to evolve as, you know, as I put out new works, and I like to challenge myself musically, and I like to challenge myself as a writer, as a performer. In any way I possibly can, I accept the challenge, and I think that you can grow from it.
Exactly, exactly. I love it. So you strive to do the same thing. I mean, you pretty much put material out that you'll enjoy and kind of it comes from your heart, and you believe in it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's important. Not a lot of people do that. A lot of people now, you know, just kind of, you know, write about something that they think is, you know, kind of cool and hip and, you know, and it's kind of like you're, you know, the music is supposed to kind of be from the heart, which is really cool about you and what you stand for, you know? So,
well, thank you. I also think that it's important to share your experiences. It's important to keep your lyrics open so people can find their own meaning and their own personal experience from them. But I'm happy to share my experiences. And if something can produce me to write a song, then I consider it a great learning experience. And I'm happy and fortunate to have had that experience in my life.
Yes. Yes, I think you connect better with the audience, too, when you share something, you know, kind of personal. They know a little bit more about you.
You know? Absolutely, yes.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, you have amazing songs, which we have. You are so, so gracious of sending us some great, great songs to choose from. It's kind of hard to choose. but how about we play the song I Know? Would that be a good one to play?
Yeah, it'd be awesome. Actually, that's one of my songs I've been working on. I'm working on doing a new, I'm planning to do a new album, you know, go in the studio in the next few months. I've been trying to, you know, get material ready, and that's one of the first songs I completed. So I'm really excited that you guys are going to play that song, and that has everybody, you know, just in a room, live. That's a live performance.
That is... incredible. Well, I'm glad that I chose that one then for the first one. The first
awesome.
One we'll play tonight. Yes. Let's do it. Anytime, anytime. Let's play it. I Know by Zoch. Let's do it right now. Yeah.
Don't know what to say. We were lost.
That was I Know by Zoch, and we're back with her right now. That was incredible. You're like, your voice is just like perfect. Like,
well, thank you. That's so sweet. If you guys really like this song, you know, I'm just going to put this out there that, you know, please email me. And I just wanted to give everybody kind of a taste of what's to come. That's just a live performance of the song. We're going to be tracking that for the next release. So we wanted to give people a taste of what's to come and, you know, share a little bit with the fans, you know, to give them something to look forward to. So it's fun to actually kind of show off new songs. So that's what it's all about for me.
Well, we thank you so much, and we're honored that we got to play it. And you're actually having really, really great response here in the chat room. Sean Bryant, who is actually going to be a guest on tonight's show, says, nice voice, enjoying this. that's awesome. Eric B. says, very good, with a little smiley face emoticon thingy. It's cute. Love it. Athena in there says, I agree. She agrees. You're awesome. Yes. And then just great song. And wow, wait till you hear everything else she does too. Oh, I think that's from my producer. Oh, that's funny. But yes, we are very, very thrilled about, you know, your album that we could be expecting, right? That's so
exciting. Thank you. Yes, it'll be number 5 for me. I have put out four prior releases. So I'm excited about number 5. So.
Yes, I love it. Number 5 is always the lucky number. It's always the best.
Yes, but this time's the charm, perhaps, for me, you know?
Do it, yes. Go big. I love it. I love it. But for the other, you know, for your supporters out there and new fans out there that want to enjoy, you know, your 4 other albums, where can we go to purchase all that great music?
Oh, my music is available. Well, I sell physical CDs at shows.
Yeah.
I also sell physical CDs through my website. It's xoch.com. You can just go to the store. That will take you over to either Amazon or iTunes. You can purchase all my music through my website, xoch.com. But it's out there available at many digital retailers, and also I sell physical CDs at the shows themselves. So.
Awesome, awesome. So there's many different places that you can go to, but the main one that we really got to push is your website. So please make sure you go to her website. We're actually going to post a link on pretty much all of our pages, so people get to.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, just go to, if people are out there and they are digging what they hear, you know, just, you know, feel free, search Zoch on iTunes, go right on from your iTunes, and you can get it there too. So.
Exactly. Do it, do it. Remember, Zoch is X-O-C-H. Make sure you got that. Check it out. Make sure you do that. And also, if people want to chat with you, what's the best place that they can go to? I know that you might have some social networking sites out there for your new fans.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody can connect with me socially. My Facebook is XOCHMUSIC, Zoch Music. Mm-hmm. My Twitter is Zoch Rocks. It's XOCHROCKS. So I am also on MySpace, because I think they revamped that. So I'm XOCH, just on MySpace. And Reverb Nation is just XOCH as well.
Perfect, perfect. Easy, easy. So make sure you go to all those pages, like, add, subscribe, all that fun stuff, and
absolutely.
Keep up with all of her news. Yes, love it, love it. And I want to mention this. I've seen this in your bio, and I had to bring it up because it's just incredible and such a great experience. You have actually shared the stage with some greats such as Pat Benatar. Please tell me how that experience was for you.
It was a very cool experience. I was back in New York. I'm originally from New York, but I now reside in Vegas. I was in New York. My hometown club was the Chance in Poughkeepsie, New York. And Pat Benatar was coming in to tour. She needed a full band that could play acoustic and to be her opener. And so we, through our, you know, our network and our friends there at the Chance who were so gracious enough to give us the opportunity, it was one of the first, like, shows I had played, you know. Like, it was very early out of my career. So it was a very cool experience and very surreal to have opened for such a legend in female rock. He was a very, it was a huge sold out show. It was a really very good experience for me, and I was appreciative of it. So somebody actually was kind enough to, years down the line, someone was kind enough to send me the bootleg tape that they taped from the audience at the show of our performance.
Now that is,
so
that
kind of
you
funny
have
when
to
I listen
save.
Back to it, it's like, wow, I'm so green.
It's so cool to have. Wow.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, it was
in
my
so
performance, not her performance.
Wow, that is so cool. Well, especially, you know, just starting out, I mean, that's a pretty big kind of show to get for starting out. Were you nervous a little bit, or just were you like, I'm ready to go?
I don't know. I probably was probably nervous, but I really don't feel nervous when I'm on stage. It's like, in some ways, I'm more comfortable being out there on stage. Like, that to me feels like home more so than sometimes talking one-on-one with people. That to me is more nerve-wracking than singing my heart out, if that makes
sense. Exactly. Oh, my gosh. I think that is just so cool that you got to do that. And that you actually got the tape of it. I mean, come on. That's an awesome fan right there.
Yeah, it was very cool. You could hear, like, the crowd noise and everything. So it's hard to make out everything, but it's very cool. It's very much a unique and interesting thing for me. You know, keeps you remembering where you come from. It's always a good thing.
Which is very, very important. And, you know, speaking of, you know, more great experiences, you've done so many different things. I mean, you know, not only are you a singer-songwriter, but you've also done some modeling as well for places like Redken and Sports Illustrated. Can you tell us about those experiences?
Well, I really enjoyed doing runway for Redken and Ori Bay. It's very fun to, you know, have them do your hair and make you look all crazy and transform you, and you walk down the runway, and that's really fun, actually. I enjoy it. I enjoy being able to be a Jill of all trades, to be able to go in and out of different stuff, being on, you know, being in movies and on television shows. It's always fun. It seems like I'm always a waitress. I'm always a cocktail waitress in Vegas. That seems to be my prototype. I think if they just, like, want to give me the cute little outfits, and I'm like taking a tally of how many cool outfits I can actually wear.
Exactly.
But the very first movie I ever worked on was, I was really appreciative that Nicholas Stoller, director of Get Him to the Greek, saw my picture, and I got to go meet him, and he basically just gave me some lines in the movie, and it's the first time I ever, like, went on a movie set, and it was really cool to just be there, to just walk up and be in the scene with all the actors, and I was told that it was, like, something that just doesn't really happen all that much. Not for the first time. So I guess it was like my lucky day that day. And I've been really happy and fortunate to have had that experience. It's taught me a lot about all the cool inside stuff of making movies and television shows. So being a stand-in and just doing that kind of stuff, you know, is awesome too. So.
Oh, yes. Wow, I'm with you. I would love to see kind of the wardrobe that I would have to wear and kind of just be like a different person and just, like, you know, just kind of out of, you know, out of body kind of type situation.
Yeah, that was
just
so funny because, like, working on that movie, they sewed me into my outfit. They had these, like, crazy stockings with those, like, in the movie Get Him to the Greek. I had those, like, glittery, like, disco ball, like, gold shorts. But, you know, they gave us these stockings that had, like, a line. You know how sometimes stockings have that line, you know, so they actually had to, like, sew, the costume people had to actually sew me into the outfit, which is funny, sew the short to the stocking so it wouldn't keep riding up and they wouldn't have to keep checking it and changing it, you know, between takes and stuff. So they said, congratulations, you're a real actress now, you're sewn into your costume.
Exactly, it's made for you.
Yeah, exactly, so you know you've made it when costume people, like, come and tell you that, you know, you're now been sewn into your outfit.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, that is just so cool. I mean, you've done a lot of cool things. You know, motion pictures, television, and commercials. I mean, you've pretty much covered everything. I mean, what else would you want to do?
Well, I still always want to first and foremost, always want to get my music out there. And I've been fortunate enough to have done 60 of my songs licensed to TV, movies, and commercials. So that's always a great feeling as an artist to have your music, you know, picked up and licensed and synced to television and commercials and stuff like that. And I just want to be able to go tour internationally. In 2011, 2012, I played like close to 200 shows here in Vegas. I had a couple of residencies going on here, which are regular weekly or, you know, weekly gigs that happen here in town. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of got a little bit of the taste of playing 4 or 5 times a week, multiple nights in a row. But so I'm really fortunate that I've been able to do that kind of stuff. And I just like to continue to expand my opportunities to get my music out there, meeting nice people like you guys that are supportive of that and who give us a platform to do that is always a good thing, too. So
yes.
I think it's just a win-win. So
yes.
I just want to basically just keep getting out there, you know, till Zoch mm-hmm. is a household name.
Oh, yeah. You're pretty much on the right track. I mean, you have my vote. You have our vote back here because, you know, your music is just incredible. And plus, you know, you do it because you love it. I mean, that's not a lot of people do that, and it's kind of cool to see that, you know. And you're really
nice.
You
have to love it because I'm sure you know as an artist that, you know, you have to love what you're doing. Otherwise, it just rings through to people, and people know when you're not being genuine. And this business is so hard. There's so many ups and downs and lulls and peaks and valleys and
mm-hmm.
greatness and not so great stuff that you really have to love it. You can't be good at anything else. You better want not, if you are, you have to do that instead, because this is mm-hmm. not the business for you then. You
exactly.
just have to love it.
Exactly. You do. You really, really do. And, you know, we could definitely, definitely tell that you love everything that you do, and you've done so many amazing things, and I know you're just getting started. I mean, you really are. You are just getting started, and I am so excited for you, and I am so, you know, just good luck with all of your future endeavors. I mean, just you have our support.
Well, thank you.
Out.
And I'll be happy to come back anytime you'll have me.
Oh, anytime, yes, yes. We would love to have you on. Maybe when your new album comes out, then we could promote that bad boy all over the place.
Well, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
Yes, anytime. But before you go here, because we are running out of time, but I really want to play your last song here that we have. How about we play Indigo Song? Am I saying that right? We could use that one, or is that one okay?
Yeah, sure.
Indigo
Absolutely.
Song. Perfect, perfect. Let's do that one then, and we will be right back. Here we go. Indigo Song. Woo!
Tell me.
Yes, and that was Indigo Song by Zoch. And thank you so, so much once again for coming on. It's been fun chatting with you. Thank you. One last time, can you please give everyone your website?
Absolutely. Zoch.com, XOCH.com. Facebook is Zoch Music, XOCHMUSIC. Twitter is Zoch Rocks, XOCHROCKS. Reverb Nation Facebook is just Zoch, XOCH.
Perfect, perfect. So please check those out. We're going to post links after the show of all of our guests. So thank you so, so much, and come back anytime.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Talk with you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Woo. Yes. Love it. Had so much fun talking with you. So, so cool. And loved chatting with her. So, yes, yes. So now here I want to bring on my next guest. This is going to be a fun night. We're going to keep rocking and rolling. Now we have Sean Bryant to the show. Yeah.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Hello. Sean, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How's things with you?
Everything is going great. I am so, so excited to be catching up with you tonight. It's like 1 in the morning by you, so thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, no problem. Nice to be back. I mean, it's ages since I was on the show last, so lovely to hear from you guys again.
Yes, it really was. It felt like an eternity, but I'm so glad to hear from you, too. So, you know, for those that are the newer listeners to the Josie Show or may not have heard our last interview, can you tell everyone a little bit about you, the genre of music you sing and write, all that really awesome stuff?
Yeah, well, based in the UK, obviously. I'm a singer-songwriter, have been for about the last 6 years now, and been doing that for about 3 years professionally. Released my first album, it would have been June 2012, called 3 a.m. in the Morning. And that all went out on iTunes and everything back then last year. And I'm now back on the show again to talk about my second album, which is going to be called Midnight in Paris. And we've got hopefully you've got a couple of tracks from the new album that I sent to Tina. And you'll be hearing those.
Mm-hmm.
And
awesome,
the music, I've got a lot of influences, Bon Jovi, Springsteen, Tom Petty, David Bowie, and there's a bit of a mix in there. There's some Brit Rocky sounding stuff. Somebody made a lovely comment a few months ago, actually, when the first track from the second album came out. It's a track called Belong, and somebody said that the intro sounds very much like Foreigner, which kind of made me feel quite good because they're one of my favorite bands.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's an awesome compliment. That must have made
your
day.
Yeah, I kind of like that one. It was good.
Yes, that was one of the good ones. Awesome. That is so, so cool. But yeah, we got some new music from you tonight. Some newer music, I should say. And we're gonna play your song "Belong" here in just a second. But first, can you tell us a little bit about this one? Belong.
What, Belong the track, yeah?
Yes, yes. Can you tell us a little bit about this song, kind of what it means to you?
Yeah, it's what I tried to do was write a track where there's a lot of people out there on this planet now, billions of us. And I tried to write a song that would hopefully empathize with people and make them think, hey, I've got to step up. I've got to just keep going. I've got to keep fighting. And just keep doing what I need to do to survive, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole idea of the song, is you need to belong rather than not belong. You need to belong, you need to keep going, you need to just keep fighting the good fight, whatever your good fight may be.
Absolutely. It has a great message to it, and I'm so, so glad that you sent this one to us to play. That's very, very awesome.
It's a fun track. It's nice and rocky, and it's got a really good guitar solo by a good friend of mine over in Florida, strangely enough. So,
oh, cool. So, so cool. Well, you know what? We are going to just play this because I know people are very, very excited to hear this new song from you. So let's just do it, and we'll be right back, okay?
Cheers, Josie. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Here we go, Belong by Sean Bryant.
Not let the years get away. There are long nights, there are short nights, there are nights when I wanna scream. There are blue nights, there are true nights, there are nights when I wanna dream. Of all the nights we have in our lives, why can't they just go away? We need to be loved and we need to be liked, and not let the
right now, so you see that people are using the little grooving emoticons and saying that they love it, and you know, it sounds, you know, similar to a song that they like. I mean, you see that, so you know what we're talking about.
Yeah, awesome. I like the way I like the way you guys said you were jamming back there. That was good.
We really were. You should have seen my producer back here. She was doing something that she'd be embarrassed about if I had a video camera right now.
You need to get a webcam or something organized for the show so that we can see what you're up to while you're broadcasting.
We really do. You'll see most of it, us chair dancing and all sorts of interesting things.
There's nothing wrong with a good bit of chair dancing. Nothing wrong with
it. Exactly. That's what I say. See, someone agrees with me. Awesome. I love it. And, you know, people are going to want to purchase this and check it all out. So where can we purchase this song, Belong, and all of your other music out there?
All of my music now that we've released so far is now on iTunes. We've got the 3AM album that I released last year is all on iTunes, and Belong is on there as well. So if you just look up Sean C. Bryant on iTunes, you'll find me. There's also some links you'll find on my website, seancbryant.com, as well, to the music too. So you'll find it there as well.
Awesome, awesome. So please check it out. You know, you got to hear Belong, and I know you all loved it. So please check it out and support. And, you know, I know that you have some social networking sites as well where people can, you know, chat with you and find your new latest news as you, you know, post it. So please let us know those best sites where we can go to.
Yep. I'm all over Facebook, again, Sean C. Bryant. I'm on Twitter, again, Sean C. Bryant. YouTube, we've got a lyric video for the next track that I hope you're going to play, which is Goodbye Rose, which is the latest single. And we've got a lyric video up on YouTube for that right now. We're also going to, fingers crossed, have a full video for Belong very soon. We're working on it. We've got some great footage from the studio where we recorded it in Newcastle in the UK. So that's all going to be tied in together into a proper music video and dumped up on YouTube, hopefully, fingers crossed, before the end of the year. But there's a lot of work to do on the video, and we're probably going to be setting up a crowdfunding or fan funding project to raise some funding for that, because we've got to get some fairly specialized guys in to do the work.
Definitely. Wow, that is so awesome, and I'm very excited to check out the music video when you have it done and, you know, all that cool stuff. But until then, everyone, please get out your computer. Well, you guys should be on the computer now. Everyone, please go and find the lyric video for this song so you could sing along, because we're about to play it right now. So it's only fitting you get the lyric video. You see, got to make sure you do that. so let's just do it. Goodbye, Rose. So get on the lyric video and sing along. Here we go. Goodbye, Rose by Sean Bryant. And we'll be right back with him in just a moment. I'm excited. Here we go.
Goodbye, Rose. Did I see a little sadness in your eyes? My. Goodbye, Rose. The time has come to leave and I must fly. Me too.
It really is. It was so calming
and
beautiful. Yes, yes, we loved it. And you also said that both tracks are on iTunes. Both of the ones we played tonight.
Yep. Awesome. Both songs, both new singles are out on iTunes already. We decided to get those out there now so that people had something to buy and to listen to. We've still got another probably 12, 13 tracks to write and record. So I'm kind of busy right now.
Yes, you are. I like that, though. You're keeping busy and just writing more music and, you know, putting more music out there and just doing different things. I like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this song in particular, I absolutely love it. My producer wrote it over 20 years ago, and he was looking for a singer to sing it, and he eventually chose me. And he's doing a lot of writing with me this time on the second album. There's a lot more collaborating going on. I'm obviously maturing as a songwriter and as a musician as well. And we're doing a lot more bouncing around of ideas. So we've got some really good stuff. We've got some nice punky kind of sounds as well on a particular track. So we've got some really good stuff coming through. It's going to be a much more sort of retro rockier kind of vibe on this album. So we're kind of looking forward to it.
Yes, yes. That is so, so exciting. And Goodbye Rose, I actually can't imagine, you know, anybody else singing it other than you. I mean, you kind of just, you know, you make the song. Like, it sounds so good. We're kind of like, you want to repeat it.
It's a very, very beautiful track. I was very blessed to sing it because when my producer played it to me, he just sat in the studio with an acoustic guitar. And I just looked at him, I said, are you sure you want me to sing this? I don't want to mess it up for you. And it was like, no, you have the voice for this song. It's, you know, as soon as he heard me sing many years ago when we first met about 6 years ago, he kind of knew that that song was going to be a song that I was going to record eventually. Another little exciting thing that we've got happening on this album is we're actually, one of the songs is going to be co-produced by a Grammy winner. So that's kind of fun as well. So
that is very exciting. You probably can't tell us, you know, who it is as of right now, but that's really exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be the next track that we release, though. So I can tell you that, but there's a lot going on. It's actually going to be a duet with a very good female singer, very diva-esque female singer from New York that I know really well. So it's actually a cover version of a song that hit the UK charts in the 80s. And it's going to be fun. There's a lot going on with it, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Really looking forward to it. And it's the first time I've done a duet, too. And that bit is going to be really interesting musically for me. Because I'm going to have to learn how to sing against somebody, which I've never really done before. I've done backing vocals before when I was in a covers band many moons ago. But this is different. It's just two people singing off of each other. And even though we're on different parts of the planet, you've still got to sing against their track in the studio. And that's going to be a completely new experience for me. So I'm still learning. And I'm loving every minute of it at the moment. It's a lot of fun.
Yes. Wow, that is so, so cool. And I love that it's kind of going to be a surprise. It makes it more interesting and more who's it going to be?
We're kind of playing on that. And the whole idea is that what we'll do, once we've got everything ticked on the list, we'll do the announcement and say, this is the track, this is who's on it, this is who's singing on it, this is who's co-producing it. I mean, this particular Grammy winner, he's actually had tracks sung by Celine Dion, Sheena Easton, I'm trying to think of some other ones that he's worked with. Heard of a rock band called Tigers of Pantang. You probably haven't. You have heard.
We actually have. My mom. Yeah.
I mean, you know, me and your mom are probably of a similar sort of musical generation, I would say. Without putting too much on age there, I'm trying not to because you're ladies and ladies don't talk about their age. So
you're good.
But I am trying my best to be a gentleman here. I'm working on it. Okay.
You're funny. That is so cool, and I'm very excited to, you know, find out who it is and hear it. And, you know, I like that you're kind of getting out of your comfort zone and you're trying something different, too. I mean, this is the first time that you're doing an actual duet, and I know you're going to rock it. You're going to be just fine.
I think it'll be a lot of fun. And if you don't get out of your comfort zone, you don't learn. And something one thing I have learned with the music is you've got to keep pushing yourself. Don't sit in a rut because it just doesn't work. I mean, what I'm doing now, I'm doing a lot of demo recording at home. So I'm just getting an acoustic out, laying down an acoustic track, and then I'm putting a vocal track over the top. And I'm becoming a lot more experimental with what I do vocally rather than, I mean, acoustic's easy. You find a reasonable progression, like, let's say, on Goodbye Rose, even though I didn't write it. There's a very nice, simple, calming, as you said, chord progression in there. And the idea is that you record that first and sing over the top of it. And the actual title track of the album, Midnight in Paris, I've done a lot of that with it already. And it's a real simple chord progression that I've used, but I'm playing around with how I do it vocally. And it's really kind of fun. And we've done that with a number of the tracks that we're looking at. I've got another couple of ballads to go on there. So, you know, doing the romantic bit, as I always do, like I did on 3 a.m. in the morning as well. But we've got some really nice rocky, punky stuff. I mean, there's one particular track that's got almost a punk kind of beat to it, and it's very different to what I normally kick out. It's actually a little bit naughty, a little bit cheeky, and I'm really looking forward to recording that one. It'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, so cool! That's gonna be interesting. That's gonna be different, you know, coming from you. So that's gonna be really, really interesting. And I hope everybody checks everything out.
Yeah, it's all about a girl in a pair of ripped jeans. So it's kind of fun.
Oh, okay. I can imagine what's going to, you know, consist of this song.
Yeah,
but, oh my gosh.
It's got that kind of vibe to it, you know. It's a bit naughty, but not really naughty, just a lot of fun.
Right. Wow. I'm very excited for your new album, you know, to come out and check it all out, you know, hear the new vibe. Athena in the chat room says, looking forward to hearing it. I'm with you. I'm with you, too. I'm excited, too. so cool.
There's a lot going on. I'm busy, and I'm enjoying every minute of it. So I'm not going to argue. I'm very lucky to be in this position, you know, at the age that I am. You know, I'm over 40 now, and I think we can safely say that my life did begin at 40 because that was pretty much when I started recording professionally, and I'm loving it. I'm just loving it. It's just so much fun. I've regressed back to 18 again, so I'm having a great time.
You gotta love it. You gotta love what you do, or else, you know, it's not gonna work. I mean, you genuinely love it, and you're so great with the people who support you that, I mean, You got it made. I mean, you're just doing it.
I'm very, very passionate about it. And I think I'm really lucky in some regards. You know, I haven't started out really young, and I've got that life experience there already. So I'm quite philosophical about what happens in my music career.
Right.
And I'm very much take it or leave it as well. If you don't like me, fine. There's the off switch.
right.
You know, But, you know, I know that I appeal to a certain kind of generation group of people who like my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as I'm creating material that they like and they can empathize with, I'm a happy bunny. So
exactly. That's all that matters. Exactly. Love it. I love it. Yes. And there's actually a question here that my producer actually has for you. She's waving me down like, I got a question. So where did you get this question from?
That's what we do. We wave people down.
Pretty much.
Hey, Sean, I just wanted to come on real quick. We had a Facebook message question that had came through. I believe it's for you. They didn't attach a name to it, but I believe it's from your area. Someone is wanting to know, where in Calgary are you playing? Will you be there anytime soon?
Calgary, wow. Now, there's a place I'd love to go.
I don't know how far that is from you, but...
I'd love to say yes, we could show there next week, but we haven't. I'm hoping, fingers crossed, we're going to have the album done by Easter time 2014. And in 2014, that's going to be the year when I've then got a reasonable body of work that we can go out and tour. I've got two albums worth of songs that we can actually get out and play. Because I'm not a big fan of just going out and doing covers and things. So I don't know whether I'll get as far as Calgary, but I'd love to. So we'll see what happens.
Just so
everybody knows while we're on the air, I'm actually going to be out in Las Vegas between the 30th of November and the 6th of December. Now, that's on various business trips and things. But I've got a couple of music connections out that I might be playing a couple of gigs while I'm out there. They will be like little charity shows, little local shows, you know, little sort of like bars and things like that. But I've got a couple of music friends out there, and I'm taking a guitar with me. So
if
there's someone to play, I will get the guitar out and I'll do a couple of tracks, you know, with my buddies while I'm there. So if you're in Vegas, first week in December, you know, hook up with me on Facebook and stuff, and I'll let you know where I am.
Exactly. Check it out. You were reading my mind, because I was just going to ask if you had any upcoming shows. So that was excellent. Excellent.
Well, there you go. They're not actual shows. They're more I'm kind of gigging in with people. But, you know, it's nice to have friends like that. And it's one of the benefits of the modern world is if I'm traveling somewhere and I can take a guitar with me and there's somewhere to play, I'll pop in and play a few songs and really, you know, support them more than anything else. You know, at the end of the day, there's nothing better than having support from your peers when you're out there playing gigs and things. It's important.
Exactly. That's definitely the number one thing, is to have that support, other artists too, because I mean, you know, it's kind of like we need each other to help each other up to that place that we want to go. You know, it's kind of like a ladder effect, you know, or domino effect or whatever. And it's you kind of need that support.
I'm with you. I look at it as a ladder. You know,
that's
exactly what it is. You're climbing up each little rung as you go. And what I always try and do is I try and treat everybody the way I would like to be treated, because you never know when you're coming back down that ladder, you might pass them on the way back down.
Exactly. Well, you know what? I had so much fun, getting the update from you. And definitely when your new album comes out, we need to promote it. So please come back, anytime. I mean, you're part
absolutely.
Of the family now, so.
Absolutely. I love coming on the show. It's just a shame that the time difference makes it so late.
Right, I know. But it's just so much fun chatting with you again. And we definitely need to do this again, because it was so much fun.
Yeah, it's great, Josie. It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you guys. You know, like you say, it's like talking to family, and I can't argue with that. It's an absolute pleasure.
It really, really is. And thank you so much. And we'll chat with you again soon, okay?
Absolutely. You take care of yourselves, guys. Thank you for having me on again.
Thank you so much. Take care. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Cheers, Josie. Bye now. Bye.
Bye. Awesome. I'm having so much fun. I love it. So now here I want to bring on my next guest. Everyone, please welcome Bobby G. Rice to the show. Yes.
Hello.
Hello. You deserve the applause. There we go. We need it. I love it. Hi, I'm so excited to chat with you.
Well, the same with you. And it sounds like you got a good crowd there of happy people.
We do.
Yeah, you, it's a beautiful evening here. I'm just kicked back in at the house here in the in Nashville, Tennessee, and ready to talk and share some things and so forth. But I've been hearing a lot of good things about you, Josie, and your show here.
Oh, good. I'm glad. That makes for a good interview. We started out good. I like that.
Oh.
Awesome. Oh, it's funny. So cool. Well, I'm so glad. I am just so thrilled to have you on. And like you said, I want to, you know, talk about you and what you have got going on in your life.
Well, Josie, you know, I've had a long running career here that I am very thankful for that. I started my recording career in 70. So here we are, 43 years. I didn't know. I'm not really 43 years old, so I don't know how that happened.
Magical.
But, yeah, you know, I've been down here. My wife Alice and I, we moved down here from Wisconsin. Actually, I had my career going. I was on my fourth chart record when we moved down here. And I'm thankful that, you know, I started out my career. My first national chart record was a Sugar Shack, that is, I Cut It Country. In 70, and it went to, I remember it well, it was a went to 32 in Billboard, and that got me started. Since then, I've had national chart records, most of those Billboard charted songs. My biggest single came along and co-wrote with Donald Riss and Charlie Fields. Those are the two guys that I started writing with prior to my career and through the first part of my career. And that was Yele So Easy On My Mind. And really enjoying the business. You know, and of course there's so much to be thankful for anyway,
right.
For being alive and breathing. Maybe start
exactly.
Right?
Amen.
But I'll say that with You Lay So Easy On My Mind, that turned out to be my biggest single record and most requested song. And also I want to mention that not only am I thankful for that, but also had other artists record You Lay So Easy On My Mind on their albums and so forth. The Red and Conway Twitty, Roy Orbison, Pat Boone, Andy Williams, and Kitty Wells. Just a lot of folks covered our song and done it, and I'm, of course, very proud of that.
Yeah. How does it feel like when you get that, you know, kind of that message that someone wants to, you know, do your song? I mean, it probably is just kind of a surreal, proud moment for you, you know, kind of pat on the back, well done, you know?
Well, that's right, Josie, yes. You know, that they think enough of your song, of course, that they want to record it. And so it's a good feeling to have someone else, and in this case, legends in the business.
Right.
So, I'm thankful. I've been, you know, now 43 years, been active in the business, had my biggest hits in the 70s and 80s, but I've always been, you know, out there doing shows and recording and so forth. And what I have going on now is last year, I was asked to do an album with the Heart of Texas folks there in Brady, Texas, and with a lot of the Texas folks and like Daryl McCall, Tony Booth, and so forth. And then I was invited and asked to put out on Century 2 Records some single releases, and so I just done that. Was released the first of the year here. I wrote a song called "Down in Texas." That's the title cut on the album, and that's been out there as a single on Century 2. And now I have a follow-up single, a new single that I co-wrote with Ray Grizzell and Bob Hamm, who are writers that we wrote a lot of songs together. And that's the new release that's just coming out, just being released, as we're speaking, so to speak. And going to have a video for the first time in my career.
Wow. That is so exciting. I can't wait to check that out. So cool.
So it's, I just, certainly am enjoying the business and to be, again, to have a career going for that many years.
Mm-hmm.
And still out there doing shows and,
very rare.
Hopefully impacting people in some way there with, of course, that's what music is, isn't it?
Exactly, exactly. Wow, it's so rare to, have the career that you do and then you're still, rocking out for your fans out there. You're still putting out great music for all of them. I mean, it's so rare to see that, and you're doing it. I think that's so fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Josie, an artist, that to be able to start a career and, have as your career goes on, to be able to develop, and a fan base, people that follow your career. And certainly country music here allows that, that happens, not only for me, but artists that are in the business and the ones, no matter how many years, you've got that, you have devoted and fans and people that follow your career that will stick with you, and long as you're active out there and they're able to.
Mhm. Wow, that's so cool. Do you still get messages from the fans that you met, when you first got started, or somewhere between there? Do you still get messages and or someone comes to a show and says, "Hey, I met you, so and so." You know what I mean? I think that's so cool.
Yes. Well, yes.
Yeah.
So see, I've had people come up to me all the way from, people that I went to school with, when I'm up into Wisconsin, for example, that I went to high school with, graduated with, grew up around, and so forth. But also, and people, I've had people contact me, some I knew, some I don't know, but where they'll mention, for an example, like "You Lay So Easy on My Mind." I've had people comment to the fact that that's a song that they, let's say, when they fell in love and so forth, someone, when they got married, that was their song, and how it has impacted them. You know, that's really, that has a lot of meaning to me. And, you know, if you can, that's music impacts people, as you know, with relationships and in a certain time, you know, with memories and so forth.
Yeah, it's such a great song. I can imagine a lot of fans of yours, have used this song, You Lay So Easy on My Mind, as, you know, their wedding song, or, you know, because it's just such a fitting song. It's so perfect for an occasion like that, to play it. And we're actually going to play it. We have it for everybody. So let's just do that now. How about we play You Lay So Easy on My Mind, and we'll be right back, okay?
Sounds good. Yes. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. Here we go. Check it out. You Lay So Easy on My Mind by Bobby G. Wright.
You lay so easy on my mind. Oh, so easy on my mind. Whenever I need you, all I have to do is close my eyes. You lay so easy on my mind. Yes, so easy on my mind. Wrap me in your arms. Let me feel your body touching mine. Everything you say and do finds me wanting more of you, and each moment brings to life a million dreams. Heaven's something real, it's something I can feel when I feel your angel touch over me. You lay so easy on my mind. Oh, so easy on my mind. Oh, there's not a part of me your sweet love don't reach to satisfy. Every day I need you more. You're the one I'm living for. The best you'll ever give, you've given me. You completely satisfy every need I have inside. And I pray you'll never take your love from me. You lay so easy on my mind. Yes, so easy on my mind. Oh, there's not a part of me your sweet love don't reach to satisfy. No, there's not a part of me your sweet love don't reach to satisfy.
And that was You Lay So Easy on My Mind by Bobby G. Rice, which, as he mentioned, was actually went number one in 1973 on the Billboard's Hot Country Singles, which is an incredible, incredible honor. But also, you know, I kind of want to mention a little bit more, you know, on great, great honors that you've gotten to do and great experiences. I read, you know, that you got to perform at the Grand Ole Opry, which, you know, tons of people just dream of doing. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience?
Yes, I'd be happy to, Josie.
Yeah.
Yes, I had a chance to work the Opry several times over the years, and mm-hmm. the first time was in 71. I had a country hit on Mountain of Love, which I had brought back, and that was the first song that I sang on the Grand Ole Opry. And of course, at that time, it was at the Ryman Auditorium. And mm-hmm. remember, well, I was on Roy Acuff's segment, and
wow.
just of course, a very special time in my life. It mm-hmm. Just, you know, and then you know, had been on there, and then when the new Opry, the current Opry, there yeah. There in Opry. You know, Opryland, Bradley Park.
Right.
Which been on there different times throughout my career. And just, you know, all those times are special. I mean, any time that I can work the Opry, it's just, it's really, you know, a great thing to do. And, mm-hmm. I've had a chance to, you know, because of the fact of being in the business as long as I have, and going through a time period in country music, I was able to be a part of some of the with WSM, Ralph Emery. His all-night show, radio show, and live on there. The Ernest Hub Record Shop, when Ernest had that down on Broadway, you know, guested on there. And Nashville Now, the shows that come out of here, the Nashville Network, was on there. And because of, you know, these shows and these venues and the time when those were going on, I was able to be, you know, in the business and able to do those things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very, you know, very thankful really to have my career. Of course, in a person's career, I mean, I'd like to be having number one Billboard hits now, you know what I mean? But, mm-hmm. I mean, it's not. But I'm glad that because of what country music was there, the time period, and what opportunities, and the it was really a great time, I think, be in country music there in, you know, 70s and 80s and so forth. And it still is. It's a great time to be in it.
It really, really is. It's amazing. I mean, you have made a really, really great impact in country music. And a lot of people, you know, still just, they keep listening to your, you know, your songs, you know, from... you know, from back then, and now you got some new music. I know you, you know, put out a new song called Is This the Way You Say Goodbye? So they have, you know, that to, you know, kind of listen to and look forward to. And I think it's just so cool how much of an impact and what great, great things you were blessed to do and have, you know, in your life. And I think that is just the most important thing. And I know a lot of people are going to be wondering where they can find your current music, where they can check that all out. So can you please give us, you know, the best place we can find that?
Well, one place, now, if you're like the Ernest Hub Record Shops, you know, mm-hmm. down here and so forth, but they can, people are welcome to go on to my website, which is just simply... well, www www.bobbygrice.com. And I have my albums in there, my product that people can purchase if they would like. And you can actually listen to some of the songs that's on there. You're able to do that. And I have, like You Lay So Easy on My Mind, a course in there, and some albums, my new single. They're welcome. You know, everybody that wants to is welcome to go in there and certainly check it out. And if they want to contact me in any way, there's information there.
Perfect.
You know what?
Perfect. Yes. Wow. Everything's just on the website. I checked the website out before the show, of course, and it's so great. I mean, there's, you know, you can contact him, check out all of his stuff, all of his music. So it's just one-stop shop.
Well, you know, it, Josie, it's really nice now, of course, with the internet and having websites and the capability and to be able to go around the world like what you're doing, right?
Right. It's makes it so much easier to reach people, especially with, you know, social networking sites like Facebook and, you know, websites out there. It just makes it so easy to connect with people around the world. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's so that it's a great way, you know, all the way around there. And then with the website, as you mentioned, it's like artists, in this case, you know, a website allows an artist to have a electronic press kit, if you will. It's like a promo pack or, you know, information that overall, you know, about an artist. And everything is right there. So
yeah. It's crazy. So easy. It's just so simple for people to find, you know, your music and your website. I mean, it's so easy. If you're a fan, you just type in their name and you pretty much pops up. I mean, if you just type in Bobby G. Rice, his website pops up first thing. It's so easy.
It's, you know, so it's really nice. And I'm learning a lot, too, in this social media, you know.
I just, never stop learning.
I just started texting about a year ago.
Oh, there
or
you
less.
Go.
So, you know, I'm learning now.
Yes. I love it. You can never stop learning. That's what I say. I mean, there's so many different things that you can just keep finding out about yourself. I mean, there's just many, many things. And
you've got, and I know you have a lot of guests on here, don't you, on your show?
Yes, we do. And like you said, it's so funny how you can reach around the world with different people. I mean, today we just talked to someone that's from the UK. I mean, it's so incredible what, you know, the internet can do. You know, and we've talked to a lot of people from, you know, UK and just different places around the world, Ireland. I mean, just all over the place. It's so cool how you can reach people just through the internet. It's insane.
Yeah. Yes.
Really?
So
really.
You know, I enjoy, you know, being able to communicate like that, and it does allow, well, everyone, you know, that wants to get on there and have a presence on the internet and to be able to communicate around the world. And you know, it's that makes it nice. And I like to, of course, go out there, and you know, when I'm doing shows and get be able to see the people do my show, and I've got several shows coming up here. And I'll be in Norfolk, Virginia. I haven't been there in a while, and doing a show, and Wisconsin, actually Richland Center, my home area up there, coming up in October. And that's always, I always run into some, of course, people I grew up around and and so forth. And then I'll be in Kentucky and next month. And so we, it's just good to be able to, you know, be active and to get out and see the people, huh?
Exactly. Exactly. I think that's also what kind of, you know, helps you kind of get that fan base. I mean, people, you know, you could write great music and have it, you know, on the internet for people to listen to, but, you know, going to a show and actually kind of connecting with the artist that's on stage, or, you know, if you do a meet and greet afterwards, I mean, it's really, really cool to have that type interaction. So I think every singer out there for sure needs to be out there and, you know, performing live for the fans, you know, because they're the ones out there that are rooting for you, you know?
Yes. You know what? I bet, speaking when we're talking about You Lay So Easy on My Mind there, I'll bet a lot of people don't know that, you know, I've done a duet on that song with Jerry Springer.
Okay, are you kidding or are you serious?
No, I'm serious. Jerry came down here to Nashville. Oh, it's been a few years ago. To a friend of mine, and a friend of mine produced an album on him, because Jerry apparently wanted to do an album here in Nashville. So he had chose my song there and done some of the other artists' songs, you know, in that album, and it was really. It was quite an experience there. You know, of course, I didn't know him. I had never met him, you know, and then I thought of him, you know, when I think of Jerry Springer, I think of him on that TV show, and, you know, and you got all that stuff going on. And to see him and be around him in a different light, you know.
Yes.
It was, that was quite an experience. So I've done, a lot of different things, you know, and situations and worked with a lot of people in the business over the years, you know, we're recording and doing shows with.
Wow. That's so cool. Not a lot of people could say that they sang with Jerry Springer. That I think that is so, so cool. And, you know, was he as fun as he was in the show, or was he a little bit more, you know, calm? What would you say?
You know, sort of likes to have fun, you know, and... He was just sort of lighthearted about, you know, stuff, and it was a different experience, you know. But people wouldn't picture that, would they?
No, that's why I'd ask. I'm like, really? Seriously?
You know, I've had situations come along, and you know, I have in my career of things and situations that you wouldn't expect, you know. Circumstance,
right.
Circumstances come into place that where it allows people to, you know, those different things happen. And it makes it interesting, Josie.
It's very, very interesting. I feel like we had like a Josie Show exclusive here. Like I feel very special right now that we know this information. That's so cool. Everyone's
who's
like,
that?
Really?
Who's that young lady in the background? Is her name Tina?
That would be Tina, the one kind of giggling and just having so much fun because she thinks you're hilarious. She's actually a fan of yours. She actually loves your song and listened to you forever, pretty much. So she was very, very thrilled when we found out we were going to have you on the show. So she was.
Well,
very
no, I appreciate that.
Yes.
Tell her, yeah. Well, hey, you know, we like to, you know, I like to have as many friends as I can and people that like my music and people that like the business, you know. It,
exactly.
Certainly, but yeah, you're really bubbly there. You've got some great personalities.
I definitely get that from my mama manager here. That's what we call her, mama manager. That's what she is. But I think she wants to say something, or did you want to say something? Because she want to say hi. Okay.
Just wanted to say we think you're awesome, and not only for all the great music and everything that you've given to us over the years, but because you are really an amazing person. We could seriously sit down and listen to you for hours.
True.
And everybody in the chat room is saying the same thing. They would love to be able to sit back and just talk to you. You're just fabulous.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You got a, then apparently like a room, like a chat room, right, where people can...
Yeah.
Email, yeah. Well, I'd
like
to say certainly say hi to everybody that's listening in.
Yes, yes. We love that chat room because they can talk to us live while, you know, listening to us. So they're commenting on things that you're saying and our conversation. So we like that kind of back and forth thing. It's more personable, you know. You
better not
that.
Lie about anything now. I'm going to try to... that's really nice to be able to do that through the technology of the internet, to be able to have people from literally around the world that can that can listen in, be a part, be in the room, and to be able to communicate and like what we're doing, and
exactly.
And hopefully, you know, I try to share my, what I've done there, and you know, my career, and you know, the different experiences, and so forth, and hopefully that. You know, people get
off.
Get an idea of who I am there and what I've what I've done. And
That's awesome. Yeah, you have a lot of dedicated fans out there that stick by you, and you know, like I said, you have a new song out for all of them. And before we run out of time, I know they want to hear the song. So I really want to play Is This the Way You Say Goodbye, and we'll be right back, okay?
Okay, I'm Josie.
Thank you, thank you. Let's play it right now. Is This the Way You Say Goodbye?
We still talk, but we don't see eye to eye anymore. We don't even even try. Is the love that was there all but gone? Is there something I've done wrong? Is the fire still burning in your heart? 'Cause I feel cold and I'm lost here in the dark. Tell me the truth, no need for you lie. Is this the way you say goodbye? There's no easy way, it's gonna be hard to take. If you tell me what I'm feeling inside, are we about to fall? Are we gonna lose it all? Oh, I wish I no longer still. Is it the way you say goodbye? Here we are, sitting face to face. Tell me, why does this seem so out of place? Will you walk away, never tell me why? Is this the way you say goodbye? There's no easy way, it's gonna be hard to take. If you tell me what
goodbye by Bobby G. Rice. And before we go, because we are running out of time, really quick, one last time, can you just give everybody, your new fans and supporters out there, your link to your website?
Okay. Well, my website is www.bobbygrice.com.
Easy.
And,
check it out.
Yeah, that's... And, of course, it don't matter whether it, you know, it can be lowercase. It don't matter on that. I certainly enjoyed talking with you, Josie, and,
thank you.
You know, Tina there, your mother. And
yeah.
Tell you what, it's been a lot of fun.
It has. We learned so much about you and even got a little exclusive there. And we definitely had so, so much fun. And you can come back anytime. We really enjoyed talking with you. We both did.
Oh, thank you. And I'd love to, come back with you here sometime. And
awesome.
You know, I want to mention, I know a guy that's listening there, I think, that called me and put me in touch with you guys, Don Caldwell.
Yes, yes, from Keeping It Country on Facebook.
Yeah, and so I want to say hi to him and Wen, and there again, everybody that's listening that's with us tonight there. And look forward to doing it again sometime. I enjoyed it very much, Josie.
Oh, good, good. Sounds amazing. We definitely would love to have you back. And big time kudos to Don. He always is great, gives us amazing, amazing guests like yourself. So big kudos to him for kind of hooking us up. I like that.
Okay.
It was awesome. It was so much fun. Thank you so, so much for coming on. Chat with you soon, okay?
What? You bet. And you all take care there now.
Take care. Take care. Chat with you real soon. Bobby G. Rice, everybody.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Yeah. Woo. Oh, yeah. Loved it. Loved it. I had so much fun talking with my wonderful, 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 wonderful guests tonight. And I just had so, so much fun. And thank you all so, so much to all of you fans out there that tuned in. Those of you that were actually in the chat room and those who were listening by phone, we appreciate you all so, so much. And those of you who aren't here live with us, I know you might be listening to us in the archives. So thank you so, so much for listening in to us. And thank you so, so much. And also you can hear us, rebroadcasted on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time Zone on Fishing Country Now, Cowgirl Divas Radio, which is located at www.fcnr.net. So you could hear a rebroadcast of our live show there as well. So there's many different places. And also we have archives here at josieshow.com. So, you know, we have it neatly arranged by season. All of the episodes from my first episode with Katie Cook to my most recent one, which would be this one for right now until we make the next episodes. So, yeah, please check it out, josieshow.com, www.josieshow.com. And I want to mention that we currently have 12 special edition episodes up now as well, so you can check those out by going to the same website, josieshow.com, and click on the special editions tab. And you can check out our episodes with Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, Eric Lee Bedingfield, Ray Price Tribute Show, our full interview with Mr. Ray Price himself, Justin Trevino, Bill Green, Jack and Misty, Tia Goins, Tony Booth, and Sheila Ray Charles. And this coming Monday night, August 26th, we will feature on our special edition Sammy Sadler. He survived the real murder on Music Row and will share his experiences straight from him with us in his new music. So it's going to be a really, really great show. Remember, August 26th, Sammy Sadler. So you will not want to miss it. Trust me, you will not want to miss it. It's going to be such a great show, inspirational, educational, and his music is just incredible. So you're going to love it. So mark your calendars, August 26th. Sammy Sadler. So yes, please make sure you check it out. And also, do you all want to know how to advertise or sponsor the Josie Show and Josie's Country Blast Radio? We actually had a few businesses, and you know, if you are another radio show and if you're interested, then all you have to do is call 331-442-5833 or email our station manager, Tina, at Tina, T-I-N-A, at Josie, J-O-S-I-E, show, S-H-O-W, .com. So it's very easy, Tina at josieshow.com. We have introductory rates now, so there is never a better time to spend your advertisement dollars than on radio. Two shows for the price of one. Check that out, Josie Show and Josie's Country Blast Radio. Look at that. That's a good deal right there. I want to really quick mention Country Blast Radio, which is our 24/7 licensed radio station. We can be heard at countryblastradio.com We also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/countryblastradio. We're also on live365.com. If you search Country Blast Radio, you can find us. We're also on Roku, TiVo, your smartphones, such as iPhones and Droids, by downloading the free Live 365 app. It's free. I have it on my iPhone, and it's just so easy. It's like a click away if you make it your preset, and then I'll pop right up. So you could check that out. You know, and even right here at JosieShow.com, when we are not live with the Josie Show or Josie Show Special Edition, it just constantly plays 24/7. So yeah, we play the best mix of all that's country, from independent artists and signs such as new classic country music, top 30 Billboard chart-topping music. We even have some good old Texas dancehall music. So please make sure you tune us in at work or on the go. And we're highly ranked on Live 365, even ahead of some FM stations, which is still kind of surreal. I can't believe it. And all thanks to you all. And new music every week currently being added. So you please just tune in every day. Now, I really want to toss over the mic like a hot potato. We always do this. To Tina, and she is going to give you the scoop on our VIP members.
All right. I've got the scoop. So if you go to josieshow.com and you click on the VIP membership tab, you yourself as an artist or songwriter can become a VIP member, and all the instructions on how to do that are right there on that tab. It's real quick, only takes a second, and your benefits for promotion last an entire year. Now, let's talk quickly here about some of our VIP members and where you can find them. Tim Garman, you can find him at timgarmanmusic.com. He is constantly putting out great music, and you can hear him on Country Blast Radio. Vince Anthony, you can find him at vinceanthonyonline.com. Again, consistently traveling, consistently touring, playing live shows everywhere. Great music out, new CD, so make sure you go ahead and check his site out. He is always has it updated. They do an awesome job. Larry J. Massey, you can find him at reverbnation.com/Larry Massey, and that's M-A-S-S-E-Y. He's got great music. All these artists you can hear playing on Country Blast Radio on a daily basis. He really has an outstanding voice, so make sure you check him out. Wayne Jacobs, you can find him at waynejacobs.com. And again, all of these artists are also on Facebook, and I'm sure many other places, but just put them in the search bar, type in their name, their sites will come up. They speak to the people that, you know, mention their name on their page or comment on their page all the time, so they're really, really great with everybody. Wayne Jacobs, make sure you check out his music. Again, consistently putting out new songs and definitely on the station every single day. So four amazing artists, and if you would like to join these artists and have promotion on radio as well as on the Josie Show and on all of our social media sites and our website, just go ahead and sign up right there at josieshow.com by clicking on the VIP membership tab. All right. Now, Josie, I'm going to throw the hot potato to you. Are you going to tell everybody who's on the show next week?
Yes, I call. Got it. I did not drop the potato. We're on a roll, I tell you. So, yes, next week joining me will be the Honky Tonkers, Donald Blevins, Donovan Blevins, and Fraser Newcombs. Check all of them out next week, and, you know, next week Friday. So please make sure you check that out. Now, before we go, we're going to close up the show with Shadowplay, which is a Josie Show friend of ours. So, yeah, take it away again.
Absolutely. So Shadowplay, we had them on, and we weren't able to have a time to get to both of their songs. So we promised them that we would play their next song tonight. And all of you, I'm sure, are tuning in and listening to hear that second song. So we're going to play Shadowplay. Their song is called Dark Hour. But before we do that, let's say goodnight.
Yes, good night, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to all and to all of you. And thank you so much to all of our guests tonight. I mean, thank you so much to Zilch, Sean Bryant, and Bobby G. Rice. Thank you so much, you wonderful three. And so now let's play the song right now, Shadow Play.
Here they are. They're going to close us up tonight with their song, Dark Hour. Let's
Good night, everybody.